We got a little bored in lockdown, so me and Bob got drunk on Facebook Live. The following is a podcast of the live show. As well as making Let's Drink, we also made another podcast called Let's Chat with a Dyslexic. Me, a dyslexic, has an honest conversation with my best mate Adam. Head to formalshark.co.uk or find us on your favourite podcast app. But back to Let's Drink, and this episode contains strong language and adult humour. Welcome, welcome, hello people there in the internet and around the world.
I mean, yeah, it could be people from the entire globe watching.
Yeah, there could be like...
I doubt it.
People could have got up, especially early in New Zealand.
Yeah.
They could be
or
like,
not gone to bed.
Yeah, they could be still partying because I think lockdown's probably a lot less over there now because their government aren't shite.
No, but, you know... We have what we have.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, we can't do any better at the moment.
Unfortunately. Once the riots start... Oh, is that a touchy subject because of America?
That may be a touchy subject. You know, hopefully we don't need somebody to die before we have a riot, though.
No, well, apart from the 60,000 or whatever.
Yeah, but, you know, they don't count because that was coronavirus.
Mm. It's a lovely cheery start to the show, isn't it? Let's start a riot.
So,
this is the second show.
We've got a podcast. This is the second show, but we've also got a podcast. So for the illusion of the podcast, what have you done since last week's podcast?
Oh, right. Are we going to pretend that I've been doing stuff?
Yeah.
Well, I'm back in employment. I'm off furlough now.
Hooray!
So that's...
What was it like being a horse on furlough?
Bloody boring. I was never so excited to get back to, like, work and being a productive member of society.
Well...
That's really bad because you have this air in your mind of, if I touch the wrong thing in here, I could, like, get this horrible virus and die. And then there's also a bit of, like, I'm out the house! Yay!
Touch everything.
Yes. Like, I've been good. I haven't been, like, licking door handles or anything.
That's good. Or wiping your snots on door handles and things.
No. So I've been good.
I mean, you could have, and you're just telling us a complete lie.
Well, everything's a lie. It's like this. Everybody's like, God, he has a proper bar and he's...
Yeah, people are like, why is the sofa on fire?
Yeah. No, it should hopefully look like a bench seat. And there's a roaring fire behind us. The magic of Zoom and green screen.
Zoom and green screen. I did, however, like that news article you sent me the other day of the Australian man.
Yes!
So did you read it all the way through? It was just nuts.
Yes, absolutely. So are you going to tell people the gist of the story?
So basically, a guy hired two other people to come and... break into his house and do a sex fantasy of rubbing a brush against him, which is a really odd sex fantasy. But how they did it in the whole scenario was up to them. He then moved, but forgot to tell them. So they broke into his old house, which somebody else was living in. When they realised it was the wrong house, they turned around and went, sorry, mate, shook the guy's hand and went to the correct house. And then when they went to the correct house, they were in there with tools and knives and all sorts, and the police had turned up and... crazy.
Yeah, it was... Sometimes the stuff I send you...
And they were all, like, really nice about it, and...
laughing,
but
basically.
It was all a bit odd.
Yeah.
It was anyway, all a little bit maybe too nice in places. Yeah.
So what we'll do is we will get on to our next... our first beer of the show.
Our next beer.
Our next
you mean beer.
Beer
number 7 or 9?
Our beer number 1, but it's still our next beer in life. Because in life, I would have had a beer before this.
There we go.
Beer number 1.
That was the most ridiculous you've ever said.
Well, I'm trying not to just, like, do it in the only language I know of, once, twice, three times a lady.
So yeah, again, we're doing supermarket beers. These were all from Tesco's. This is BrewDog versus Modern Times collaboration. Oh, the sun's in the way. Future Proof West Coast IPA. It is 6.2% in a 440ml can. It's quite crap the lights being light because I've got all my studio lights on, well, one I've normally got, and it's still swamping everything out.
Studio lights. I love how both of us sort of try and claim we've got a studio when all it is some shitey room in our houses.
Yeah, but we don't need to fit, break that illusion. Right. Hey. People could think we're experts and professionals.
Well, we're not doing it right, because if you do it right, there's meant to be a bookshelf.
A bookshelf with books you've never read, yeah, and Harry Potter. And nearly everybody's got Harry Potter on the bookshelves.
Well, I don't. I've never read Harry Potter.
But you've not got a bookshelf behind you?
No. And they've got to be all, colour-coordinated as well.
No, so I've seen some of them and they're not colour-coordinated. Although the other day we were watching one of my mum's, why has that man got a book that says AA? Do you think he was an alcoholic? And I was like, no, ma'am, it's an A4 box of paper. It says A4, not AA.
Blind guess.
And she'd had a right go that this guy might have been an alcoholic and everything.
Have you poured your beer yet? Oh, yeah, I can take you off.
Yeah, I've. It's nice and golden.
Yeah. I'd just like to get you off this.
On the yellowy spectrum.
Very, very yellow. I'd just like to get you off the screen as quick as possible so you don't scare any kids.
What kids are watching this?
I don't know. Kids that have misbehaved would be like...
are really into craft beer.
No.
Just like, how, lads? Well, let's, instead of going down the park, we'll go into Tesco's and pick up a tinny or two of that BrewDog stuff.
See, I think that is the best way to stop kids drinking much is when they're about... What age do you start drinking? 16? So at 15, get them into really, really, really good beer they can't afford. And then they'll have to, drink at home again.
But it only works if they like that beer.
Yeah, but you just...
Then you're going to have to try a load of different styles and basically get a 15-year-old drunk. And then in which case, you're getting into, Prince Andrew territory. Sorry, allegedly Prince Andrew territory.
Surely it depends if it's your child or not and how much... You can do it over a long period of time. So you can be like, oh, it's Friday night. He is a nice saison.
So what you're saying is you groom your kids over a longer period.
I think we're going to go away from this subject and go back to the beer that
you
we haven't even smelt yet. So we're getting fruity notes, mango.
Very tropical. Maybe pineapple-y?
Not a lot.
Are you drinking this in your BrewDog glass?
Yeah, the problem is, what I've realised, and I shouldn't really say, is it's actually got a massive chip in it. Oh! It just...
Oh, dear.
So I'm having to drink...
Just don't put your mouth around that bit, no. You'll be fine.
Well, Tesco, Morrison's keep selling them off for £2 a glass.
After they've chipped them?
No, brand new. You can't buy plain, beer glasses like this for that sort of price.
Yeah.
Unless you're buying them in, massive Weatherspoon-style, amounts.
So, it's nice, but does it feel a bit thin on the mouthfeel? It comes in with that fruity flavour. There's nothing, and then there's bitterness.
Yeah, it's...
It should be a slightly thicker drink.
When you think about the last show we did and the beer at £3, felt...
Yeah.
I felt something special. It felt like I'm going to the supermarket and I'm buying something that's a premium supermarket buy.
Yeah.
This,
and
to
it was
me,
smooth. This just...
This at £3. Okay, it's £3 and it's a big... It's like, oh, it's in the fuck-off can. But it still just feels...
The flavour profiles don't blend and move into each other. You get the tropical flavours that you get from your West Coast IPAs. And then there's, just nothing. And then that bitterness comes and rolls in, and it's a very nice bitterness, and it's a very nice tropical flavour.
Yeah. Like, it's definitely a beer to buy, but not a one that I'm going to, like, rave about. It's not a one I'm going to be like...
It's still a session, so you wouldn't drink lots of it.
What percentage is it?
It's 6.2%.
Yeah.
Now, it's a little bit dangerous for 6.2%, because I think it doesn't quite taste on that side.
Yeah.
But I don't think you'd sit there and have two or three cans of this. I think you'd have one and move on to another beer.
Yeah. So, probably at the price point, worth buying. Probably in terms of the beers BrewDog do, it's not one that I would necessarily keep going to seek out.
Yeah, I don't think I'd seek it out. It is nice, and if you wanted some variation in your fridge,
yeah.
If you're in the supermarket and you're walking down, and you're like, oh, well, what should I have? It's worth a pickup.
Like, the thing is, you share that between two people, and that's a good thing about the supermarket now, is you can do your own little beer tastings at home. Just buy the select... Well, buy this selection, would I would think, is perfect for a beer tasting between two people. Get you nice and mashed and tasting. But also... And you can do that now and have such a good range.
Yeah.
That's great. And I think at the moment, from what I can gather, Tesco's has really got a spot-on range. It moves around depending on season, but that would be my opinion. Have you necked yours?
Yeah. So I think Tesco's got a really good range.
We're not sponsored by Tesco's or anything, we should say that. We've mentioned them a lot.
Dependent on the Tesco's, though. I think some Tesco's have got a better variation than others.
See, I don't know if our local Tesco's have all these beers in, because I've avoided it, because it drove us to drink last time I went in. So I've just been buying online and just going to Aldi.
But I know when I've been into a handful of Morrison's, they've got some nice variation in as well.
Yeah.
More than what they used to have. And even Aldi. Aldi's got a good variation of beers in.
It's a good
compared
time
to what they used to.
It's a good time to be an alcoholic.
I mean, potentially, I still think they're too expensive if you're an alcoholic and all you want is alcohol in your blood. Yeah.
What we'll do now is I will play... That's another thing. Please comment what we could call this instead of a ditty, because we keep calling it a ditty and it's doing Bob's head in. So we are now on to... I've got to think of something to say here. Beer! Beer! Beer number two! It's the number two is beer! Two! Beer number two!
Oh my God. Why do I even know you? Oh, I remember why. Your mum asked me to be your friend long before I met you.
What's really bad is I've just seen me silly little dance on the screen that's delayed by a few seconds and I look like a right clip.
Now you realise you look very special. So, this beer is Westmalle Trappist Dubbel. It is 7% and it's in a 330ml bottle. And this is £2.10. The previous beer was £3, by the way. I don't know if we mentioned that. And the previous beer had an IBU on it. But the fact that none of the others do it makes no relevance to what we're doing.
Well, I want to promote it as a thing. The more brew, you know, it's something that breweries should use, because it's a good indicator of... It's not an indication of certain things, but at least it tells you if it's going to be hoppy or not. And that's what a lot of people think. Wow, I've poured that badly. So this is a proper Trappist beer in that monks brewed it, brewed within the walls of a Trappist abbey. And when you look at the abbey, it looks absolutely like lovely, and they do cheeses and things. So I think we should go over to Belgium.
I saw it on the back of the bottle, and I was all excited to see a picture of the abbey. But
it was when I was trying to search which site. So I think you should take me over to Belgium.
You don't get a picture to put on the stream, so we could be like, and here's, and do a whole 3D tour and everything. We could have 3D toured it, and you didn't.
No, I didn't. Basically, for people that aren't aware, a Trappist beer means it's been, there's only a few places that do it, and it's all done done by monks or within a monastery, and the beer
is
will,
it 12 or 13?
Yeah, there's like so many. There's one English one now, and basically the money will go to good causes or to keep the monastery going. So it's God's work. This is really good to drink because you're going to give money to good causes. So we should drink more of it. It's a very old practice as well, so you're getting lineage and all sorts. I should really...
There's quite a lot of old practices that, you know, are quite good out there.
Yeah. I've just got the nick on the bloody glass in my nose. Anyway.
Have you cut your nose? No, you're starting to bleed at your beer.
I haven't cut it, but it definitely scratched it. So you're getting like that almost banana-y smell I'm getting.
Yeah. I like bananas. It's very rich. It's a very dark, rich flavour.
Yeah, you're getting slight biscuity notes from it. Dark. It's very, like, to me, that's liquid bread.
Mm. Now, I can imagine when they first started brewing this, you'd feel very, very... you'd feel very humble.
Now,
and very
what I'm thinking about is drinking this... with a nice chunk of probably like a nice wholemeal bread and some cheeses and that beer.
Wholemeal bread? Who are you?
A bread with a nice bit of taste. Do you know what I mean? Not like some white shite, some proper like...
Do you eat wholemeal bread?
Yeah, occasionally. I had to make some because that was the only fucking flour I could get for me pizza. So I made a wholemeal bread pizza the other day. Base. But that with some good, nice, tasty bread and some cheeses... I think would be a good night in.
Like some baby bell and...
yeah, your baby bell. Your cheese string. You're that dippy... That, do you still get that triangled cheese? That's like dead soft.
Mary Lee.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know. I don't eat that sort of... But that, to me, would just be a really good beer for that.
Yeah. It... As a beer, it's not anything... amazing. It's very clean, it's very refined, it's very smooth, it's got a good rich flavour to it, but there's nothing else. It's not got any other kind of character.
Well, I think it's one of those, if you like that sort of like style of beer and it's in the supermarket, you're probably going to be at £2.10 again. For a variety that to get is cheap as chips, then, and yeah, like I said, if you had the right food accompany with that, it's going to be gorgeous. Would I go out and be like, I'm going to buy that as just like a one-off? I'd probably go there for that Pacific type of beer and buy that.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't drive miles for that, but if it was in the supermarket as I was passing by and I was knowing I was having a good set of cheese or something that pairs well with it.
Oh, I really want cheese now.
Plus, a bit different. I mean, now I do as well.
The thing is now, like, why is there not a cheese instant delivery?
We could call it Cheeseroo.
Yeah. We've had somebody say good with Dairy Lee. We would assume so, because Dairy Lee is cheese. So long since I've had Dairy Lee. I must have been a child when I last had it.
I can't remember the last time I had Dairy Lee.
I can always, in my mind, did it come in like a round box and then have the different segments? And was it like soft but also like sweaty at the same time?
Yeah.
If I remember rightly.
Like the last time I had knockoff Dairy Lee in a single tub. And you just get like a full tub of knockoff Dairy Lee. After you used it, like all the liquid in the Dairy Lee and everything else would just pool into that hole and be minging. So you'd have to use a fresh bit. And I didn't buy that.
No, you're definitely not selling this Dairy Lee lark.
Best cheese I've ever had, ever.
See, I think what would be far, far better is putting a nice Camembert in, or a Camembert.
Camembert. So the person who wanted to know about Dairy Lee has just put Dunkers. Yes, a Dairy Lee Dunker, this is perfect for. It may be a little bit too classy for a Dairy Lee Dunker, but it would work.
Are they a Dairy Lee Dunkers? Are they the Dairy Lees that make Greta Thunberg cry?
I think so.
Because it's just like plastic, like a mound of plastic about that big. for like a tiny bit of cheese and a couple
of... You have to use the plain stick dairy dunkers, not the salty or the flavoured sticks, because I think the flavour would not work with them, but the plain stick into the Dairy would definitely work.
I feel like this should be a new show for you, is just trying different Dairy dunkers. Maybe you could just do, because you quite like shit food, you could maybe do your pot noodle hour.
And see what beer goes with it.
No, I just wonder if you could just review.
The way I have pot noodles, probably no beer. You just have to have like the beer with no taste.
Maybe you should review, when you're doing your spicy food, maybe you should review it the next day when you're having a shite. How well it doesn't erode your arsehole.
And basically said, it was really hot going in, it was hotter coming out.
We're now on to beer number two.
What is it with you playing the ditties really quick? You're just like, right, don't like where the conversation's going, we'll play the ditty.
Just felt a good ending, keep it sharp, snappy, good. Keep it like 100 miles an hour, punk, fast. Like Usain Bolt, like Mo Farah, like think of something else fast. HS5.
Dominic Cummins.
No, it's you.
I'm sure he was quick coming up here.
Well, you normally have that problem, don't you? You're quicker.
You always have to bring it to that, don't you? We should have a race one day.
I've just said this is beer number two, but this is actually our last beer of the show, isn't it?
Did you say beer number two?
Yeah, it's beer number three.
Why can't you count? What is wrong with you?
Right. Let's start again. I'm going to press the ditty, pretend this has never happened. I'll edit the video completely different for everybody else, and just the people that have listened live will realise how much of an idiot I am. Beer motherfucker three!
Did you get that right this time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought I'd do it like... death
you
metal style.
It out and burned everybody's ears.
Yeah.
So this is Roaster Coaster by BrewDog and Evil Twin. It's another one of the collaborations, and it is a Nitro Imperial Vietnamese coffee stout. Now, we were talking about this before, and we were wondering. The Nitro is obviously the fact that it was canned with Nitro. The Imperial is because it is 9% in a 440ml can. The stout is because it's a stout. And the coffee is because it's got coffee in both. What's the Vietnamese? Is it because it's Vietnamese coffee? Is it a style? Is it a Vietnamese style stout with coffee in it?
Well, we found out it was the coffee, wasn't it?
But you researched it, didn't you, Phil?
Yeah, I had to research it because, like, everything we claim to know what we're talking about, but we're actually just morons. And, yeah. So, you smell that, and the first thing you get is just coffee. Lots and lots of...
Are you going to explain how what you researched?
Well, I typed into the Google Vietnamese stout, nothing came up.
What did you find?
Well, Vietnamese coffee. There's a thing called Vietnamese coffee that doesn't seem to
be... So it's the Vietnamese coffee, not Vietnamese stout with coffee in it.
Well, I assume with my... Like, I researched about the same amount as the Daily Mail does. So straight away, you're just getting sort of that coffee hit straight in the back of the nostrils, wakes you up, wakes the dead.
So this is the style that we both really like. So we're probably out of all of them. I'm going to suspect that this is going to be both of our favourite of this show.
So, but this is one of these beers that is perfectly balanced. It's got this lovely creaminess to it. It's got the coffee. Now, I don't know, but I've actually got something to balance to pair this with, and it's some Hotel Chocolat chocolates.
How did you get them?
That was sent to me as a gift from a good friend of mine.
You've got friends other than me?
I don't know if she's watching, that suspecting by the listener number she's not, but if she is...
got a little quiet. Do you want to move forward a bit?
Right. If she is, thank you very much for these. And when I knew we were having this beer, I knew that I was going to have to eat one of my hotel...
Not very fair. You want to pass one to me?
Chocolate art. They look like little nipples.
I can't get it.
Oh, I'll just have to eat yours for you. So I just knew when I had this, this is going to pair lovely with some chocolate. So you're going to have to talk for a moment while I munch on a bit of chocolate.
So, you know what it is? I like it. But, so I've drank this earlier. And all I could compare it to was Jet Black Heart Nitro. Both of them being imported, because they both come from BrewDog USA. I think I prefer the Jet Black Heart Nitro over this.
It'd be interesting, because I think there's a good chance that might come more available in this country and to the supermarket audience. It'd be interesting at price point. You've got to remember, that's 9%.
Yeah. It's 9%, and it is £3.50.
And that drinks as easy as Jet Black Heart Nitro. That's what, 4-5%, something like that.
I will tell you when it is like
for a beer of that percentage at that
so
price point.
Out Nitro 6%.
Yeah, this is 9%. This is £3.50. Like, the only beer I can think of that is good value for percentage high, and I'm not like one of these people that's obsessed with percentages. Some people are like thinking that, but you do know that if it's more percentage, it's going to cost you more. Is Coco Psycho. That's about £3, £4 a bottle.
I mean, there's white wine, they're not cheaper.
Yeah, but that tastes awful. But this tastes better than that. And I think...
I think in terms of this versus Coco Cycle, this, I don't know whether it's the nitro makes it smoother.
Yeah, so nitro puts your little bubbles in, you know, that's how your Guinness tastes and stuff like that. So you wait, you let it thingy. Like, Jet Black Heart is a fantastic drink. It upsets. It's probably one of my favourite BrewDog beers they've done for the mass market. Mm. This is, I can't believe how good of a beer at that strength in a supermarket at that price this is.
Yeah.
And it's probably the BrewDog beer in the last few years that's really impressed us, just how available it is, where it's at, and all that, and price point.
Yeah, but it was just, I drank it earlier and I really enjoyed it. I did enjoy this. It was so smooth. It was very tasty. But I feel it wasn't as perfected as their Jet Black Heart with Nitro. Now, it's close and it is stronger, so maybe it's just...
My problem, I do have one problem with that beer, and it's how quick I am drinking that.
Oh, it's very, you know, very drink.
Like, I don't think
easy.
If we had, say, a couple of you'd brought, you know, next week, we rocked up to one of our gardens with a four pack of them. We would drink it as quick as we would any of the other beers we've had tonight.
Yeah,
maybe quicker. But,
to be honest,
because I think I'm drinking this the quickest.
We both enjoy, and I think that's. That's, in fact, it's not a 440ml can. It's a 402ml can, which is a really strange...
Well, it's because it's the US, isn't it?
But, yeah. Oh, I wonder what that works out in fluid ounce then.
And you've got to remember, if you're drinking this, you can make Greta Thunberg cry because it's had to have a load of air miles, depending on where you put
it. Carbon footprint. Plus, when you open it, you're releasing a load of nitro.
Yeah. So, yeah. As a left-wing wanker, as the... Express would call us. Really, I shouldn't be drinking this. I've got to hug a polar bear now.
Yeah, need to hug a polar bear and make it babies.
Yeah.
But it's definitely smooth. It's really easy to drink. I just think there's something they could have done and it could have been perfect, and there's something missing for my palate.
See, I think I'm of the opinion that it's just...
And it's so close to really, being perfect.
Do you not think... The bit you probably... Because I think this would be massively improved if it had a cocoa nib.
Yeah. Kick.
Something like that.
I think that's what I like on the Jet Black Heart was that ever so slight chocolatey flavour just rounded it off a bit better, and that's what this is missing, maybe.
Like to me, I want that. I could drink that on a morning to wake me up. It's just like, oh, I'm really impressed with
Probably shouldn't, though, because it is like two units or something, maybe three units.
Yeah, this is the problem with this show, isn't it? That we drink that much beer that we're practically alcoholics. Yeah. Oh, right. We might have a problem.
What's that?
That's my computer mouse.
Why did you put it in the water?
I don't know how it went in there. Does it still work? It's still working! Oh, shit, I'm nearly... Oh, fuck.
Have you clicked things?
I've clicked things, and that's the bit that's not working. And the bit on my laptop doesn't actually... The buttons on my laptop doesn't work either. Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
Right, and it did that on the actual live stream I've just seen. Can you just fill in for a moment?
Like, this is why you're not allowed near anything at all, normally. And you're the one doing it all.
Right, we're back. I have got... I'm going to put that on the radiators to dry out, even though the radiators are...
Take the batteries out.
Take the batteries out.
Oh, dear me. I feel like your mum... What floor is that you're pretending to be in? Because all the fogs in the background have shite on.
Well,
there's
Fosters,
there's something, there's Strongbow, and there's Thatcher's or something.
Is that
you could have at least picked a good bar.
I fucking can't believe I did that.
I can.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I can perfectly believe it. Because I've seen you do similar so many times before.
I've got some like wireless... earbuds, and they keep falling in the back.
You have to put your fingers in your ear for earbuds.
Yes. What if we've got somebody that's watching that's deaf? They'll now know that I'm on about earbuds.
Yeah.
And they keep falling.
Not everything else.
They keep falling in the back. Yeah. So throughout the entire show, they've got one word.
Oh man.
I'm gonna play the ditty, and we're gonna go into the outro. I giggle. We are now on the outro of this very serious podcast.
Who calls it an outro? It's the Retread Roundup without Retread.
Yeah. Podcasts call it the outro. Well, Ed Miliband's podcast calls it the outro.
Yeah, but, you know, he's not the sexy Miliband.
He is. I love Ed.
Yeah, you love getting Ed. Or giving Ed.
Ed Miliband.
Ed Miliband.
I'd love to give him a hug. He's the sort of person you want to give a hug. If you met him, you'd want to hug him.
Yeah. Not at the moment. He might have coronavirus.
He might do. So, but once we're through all this, then we should go and hug Ed Miliband.
So what you're basically saying is to tell everybody to hug Ed Miliband.
Well, no, just us. Because I don't want everybody. If not, he might then stop it. And I'd go and I'd say... Please may I hug you?
And what if he says no?
Then I'd say, fucking cunt, your brother should have. One. Anyway. So, we've had three supermarket beers. We started off with
Future Proof.
If it was Future Proof, it should stop you getting corona, but it doesn't, so that's a bad one, Brewdog. We then went and the monks made us this Trappist beer. And then we finish on what I would think is, out of the two shows, our favourite, a roaster coaster that is very, very nice tipple.
I think that's silly juice.
Yeah, that
could
really could.
Could be faster silly juice.
You know, the problem is I've now got to get on a Zoom call with all our friends and act sensible.
Do we have friends?
Well, it might just be us two sitting there lonely.
But, whatever. Just... As long as you don't make me kiss you like you did before on in between the intro.
You came up for the kiss. I'd only seen your knob because you were like rearranging yourself.
There was no way you were going to see my knob. It's not that big.
Yeah, so how? If you have enjoyed this show, you mad bastards, if you did, you could support us by going in and trying to get some beer. We have some little deals for you that basically everybody gets. Don't think what
they're
I
mean. They're not exclusive to us. There's yeah. no time limit. Just you know, kind of.
We're not one of these fancy podcasts that have sponsors. But we do occasionally frequent these websites. So you can get £5 off Flavourly. Then we get some money off Flavourly. I haven't done Flavourly for a while because it's not as good as Beer 52. You get 50% off Beer 52.
So the last time I used Flavourly, I got a lot of beers that were branded Flavourly.
That's what they do now. They seem to like go to a brewery and like brand it their way. Beer 52 is quite good. You get like a little booklet, a little magazine, a little bit harder to cancel. You can't just cancel online, is my bugbear with it. But I just go on the Twitter and just say how email address cancel. And they're quite polite about it, quite nice bit of chat. If you just thought, hey, I've enjoyed this, it's entertained us for the evening, or whenever you're listening to it, you can donate at formalshark.co.uk/donate. And then you could bung us some money via PayPal that buys us microphones and things like that, or me a new mouse.
Probably mice, because yes. That's the sort of thing Phil breaks.
Yes. You could also... This is free. We're quite happy for it to be free. What you can do is go on to formalshark.co.uk and just see the rest of our content. Or you can also like us, share our stuff on facebook.com/formalshark. And then you could retweet us, follow us at letsdrink_FS.
We've got some YouTube stuff where you can see us if Phil ever uploads them.
Yeah, we'll do at some point. When I've,
you know, eventually, one day.
One day.
Just search for Formal Shark.
I would
there's
say...
Your Wet Wednesdays on there. And
I used to do Wet Wednesdays, so there's some of that on there. What I will say is we want you to follow us on Twitter, not in parks. Do not follow us if we're in a park. That is the wrong behaviour. Follow us on Twitter is okay.
And remember, don't go to Bishop Auckland to check your eyes.
Yes. Specsavers is very good. They do, like, tests that puff, like, air in your eyes.
Duh?
Yeah, last time I...
Was an eye test an interest?
See, I hadn't got an eye test. So I had, like, a proper old-school eye test where you had a sign and I had to try not to be dyslexic and go... H, I think that's a H. And get your eyes tested. And then the next time I went, they were, like... You had machines where you were like, and then you did the old school. And now it's this one. Does that look better?
Is that one better?
I can't tell. Do I lie and say one of them was better just so I don't look like a fool?
Or do you say, I don't know because it all looks the same. It's still blurry as fuck.
Yeah. Whichever way, I'm going to crash into people when I go to Barnard Castle.
Exactly.
That seems a very nice place to end the show.
It does, doesn't it? We should have just ended it there and put the credits up.
Yeah, I should have just
but put now the... you've said that's a really nice end of the show. We're going to both just going to have to wave like goons.
No, remember, I can edit this later. So what they see on YouTube can be completely different, can be far, far better than what the Facebook people have to see.
Yeah.
Remember, they're just seeing, I've got flies in front of us again. Where have all these flies coming from?
Are you just trying to sexy for it?
Oh, I'm just seeing flies.
How much do you drink?
I don't know. I feel really drunk. I'm going to have to sit on my hands and do this while on the Zoom call to our friends so I don't start talking.
I wonder what you were doing there at first. Bye.
You've been listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, edited by Phil, and it's a Formal Shark production. If you like Let's Drink, why not check out our other podcast, Let's Chat with a Dyslexic, where me and my best mate Adam have an honest conversation about my dyslexia. Head to formalshark.co.uk or find it on your favourite podcast app.